Dr. Rebecca Smith-Beinman, the director of the Radiology Outcomes Research Laboratory, a professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine. In fact, doctor, after you hung up, loads of questions started to come in, I think, because when you can put it into terms that we can understand about this massive research project you did that determined that there is some link to CT scans and potential cancer. You want to recap that for everyone listening who might not have seen the headlines or the stories?
Of course. CT scanning is a really important part of medical care. Really helpful in many situations, but also uses ionizing radiation, which we know will result in cancer in a small proportion of patients. And so we estimated current use of CT scans. In 2023, there were 90-plus million CT scans done in about 60 million patients, will result in about 100,000 future cancers. And if you put that into context of all the cancer we get in the U.S., it's about 5% of cancer is estimated to result from CT scans.
And so the irony of it is many times CT scans are designed to find cancer, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. That's why I started by saying it's a really important part of healthcare. So it's not that we're saying you shouldn't be using CT scans, rather that you should make sure that when you get them, you need them, and they should be used more judiciously. That's part of the problem, that they're being used not judiciously, that we keep using more and more of them for indications where it's not really important to get a CT scan. And second, that we're using too much radiation for these scans. You pointed out correctly that one CT scan can be as much radiation as 5,000 dental x-rays, and we can lower the doses we use without undermining the value of the test. And so to the degree that we can help your listeners basically advocate for themselves and ask their physicians, do I really need this test you're ordering? Can I avoid the radiation by using ultrasound or MRI? And can the test be done with lower radiation? Better their health care will be. If the test is indicated, then it makes sense to get it. And if it's not, then it's not indicated. And some patients go to the doctors thinking, I want a CT scan. It's going to help me make sure nothing's going on. I have a headache. I want to make sure I don't have a brain tumor. Well, that's not a good reason to get a CT scan. And you'd hate to cause a cancer by that test. And there's a small risk that you can. So you just want to use imaging carefully, just like you do other parts of healthcare.
And of course, a lot of questions came in about how dangerous are MRIs, but those are totally different than CT scans. Would you like to explain?
So both of them use radiation, as do our microwaves and our cell phones, but we kind of divide radiation into ionizing radiation and not ionizing radiation. And X-rays, like are used in CT scan, are ionizing radiation. And we know that has enough energy to actually break chemical bonds, to break DNA, and that's where the risk comes from. Non-ionizing radiation, like MRI and ultrasound that are used in medicine, do not rely on ionizing radiation, and so they don't have the same chance of being able to cause a cancer.
Because now celebrities and influencers are out there singing the praises of MRIs and how they want to get an MRI every year to determine, you know, any early onset of something that could impact their health in the future. And most medical experts are a little wary about that.
So the idea makes a lot of sense. Let's just do a full body scan and find everything we can, and then we can prevent disease. That's the idea. And I like the idea. Unfortunately, it's not nearly so simple to do that. And when I spoke to you last week, we focused on the potential harms from ionizing radiation, which is one important potential harm of medical imaging with CT. But there are other potential harms, and those other potential harms are very important when we're thinking about full-body scanning with MRI. And the best way that I can sort of help your listeners understand why it's not always good to find things would be to describe a mole that I have on my face. And it's not a huge mole, it's not a little mole either. Everyone would see it. I've got a mole on my face, and everyone sees that and says, yeah, you got a mole, whatever, no big deal. But we have lots of things like that in the body as well that we don't see and that you can't say, oh, it's nothing. You know, people call them spots on your lung or nodules in your kidney or your liver or your pancreas or your ovary, everywhere. And when we see those things on imaging, turns out we have a lot of them. Right? I'm not the only one who has a mole on my face. Lots of people do. We have moles on our arms all over the place. We have all kinds of growths. Most of them mean nothing. And when we see these inside the body, they also mean nothing. But we can't tell that they mean nothing when we see them. And so to prove that they mean nothing, we have to do a lot more tests. And we can do additional non-invasive tests. We could do tests that use ionizing radiation, like x-rays and PET scans. We can do surgical biopsies where we put a needle in something. We can do surgery to take it out. And all those things come with harm. You know, some more harm than other, but it turns out there are so many things like I've just described, things like the mole on my face. We call them incidental findings. And for most of them, we can't prove that they're incidental without doing a lot of things to the patient that brings a lot of harm. And we have done a lot of studies, not we meaning myself, I mean the entire medical community, have done a lot of research on when does it make sense to screen for disease in asymptomatic patients. So the best example is breast cancer screening. When do we decide it makes sense to screen women who don't have a problem that they know about with a mammogram to look for cancer early? We had the same kind of research that helps us know when to screen patients for colon cancer to find it early. And those studies required doing a pretty fancy study where you basically randomize, let's say, a room full of patients to get the mammogram and a room full of patients not to get the mammogram. You follow the patient over a few years, and then you learn, are you overall helping patients by getting mammography? And for mammography, we have really clear evidence. Women will be less likely to be diagnosed with a bad breast cancer if you do mammography. We know the same thing for lung cancer. For patients who are long-term smokers, if we do CT scanning to look for their cancer, even though they don't have any signs of cancer, they will live longer by doing that. So we have a lot of evidence for when it's good to screen and when it's not. But to think that you can do full-body screening for everything, which is what the full-body MRI is, and that you're going to help the patients is just false. You will hurt those patients. And I think one way to sort of get insights into what the medical field thinks about this, if you ask most doctors, are you getting full-body scanning? And most doctors will say, absolutely not. Right. They're cognizant. They're aware that there's more harm than benefit to doing that.
Right. So interesting. So many questions. People, you know, are just intrigued by this because I think, like I said last week, many people want that CT scan or that MRI and are telling their doctors to do it when what I learned from you last week is you should have a discussion with your doctor about the importance of that. Is that something we should take away today?
Absolutely. I couldn't have summarized it any better. It's sort of, there's a lot to be learned from medical imaging. There are potential harms. You don't want to use it without being thoughtful about it, and your doctor usually can provide a lot of information. I think there's an article in Time magazine about sort of full-body MRI screening. And Dr. Davenport, who comments on the article, someone we've collaborated on many things, is a very thoughtful physician. And one of the analogies he says, I think, is very, very apropos, which is some patients go to Vegas and hit the jackpot. Right? They leave with millions of dollars. But most people who go to Las Vegas lose money. Mm-hmm. The vast majority of people lose money. That's how you keep these fancy casinos being fancy casinos, because they take a lot of money from a lot of people. Undergoing unnecessary full-body scanning is gambling, and the odds are really not in your favor that you're going to benefit. The odds are that you're not going to benefit. So the full-body scanning, I feel very clear about. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone in my family or any of my friends or any of my patients or anyone I meet on the street. I don't think there's any evidence. And there can be evidence. They just haven't bothered to do those studies. They could put the money into doing the studies rather than advertising with influencers how great they are. Then for CT, you want to discuss with your doctor, is this going to help me or not? Should I have it now? Can I replace it with something else?
Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Rebecca Smith-Beinman from the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine.